By that December, Engineer Day had graded and spent $100,000 on 23 miles of line from Omaha west to the Platte Valley. Day had estimated $30,000 per mile as the cost out of Omaha and up the Platte Valley. But in the fall of 1864, the UP had accepted a proposal from Herbert Hub Hoxie, an Iowa politician selected by Durant as a frontman, meaning most of all that he was willing to carry out Doc's intentions. Hoxie said he would build the road for $50,000 to $60,000 per mile for the first 247 miles. On September 23, the contract was signed and almost immediately turned over to Crédit Mobilier. Durant then instructed Day to resubmit his own proposal and make it $60,000 per mile. Day brooded over Durant's order for 5 weeks before writing Durant that he believed that amount would so cripple the road that it would be impossible to ever build it. Day thought about it some more, and on December 7, he wrote President Dix to tender his resignation. "My reasons," he said, "are simply that I do not approve of the contract made with Mr. Hoxie, and I do not care to have my name so connected with the railroad that I shall appear to endorse this contract." When Day left Omaha on the last day of 1864, the Union Pacific had yet to lay a single rail. The corporation had graded just over 20 miles of roadbed and put down not one tie, much less rail.